scientists will try again today to convince us that global warming is man-made and a serious threat to us. Just after 9 o'clock, the UN's Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the IPCC, will publish its fifth major assessment of the state of the science of global warming at a conference in Stockholm. The report will say it's extremely likely, they put it at 95% certain, that human activity is the main reason the planet is warming. But if the overwhelming majority of scientists are convinced, getting the rest of us to act is another matter. Political process that began at the Rio Earth Summit in 1992 ground to an acrimonious halt 4 years ago in Copenhagen. As our science correspondent Tom Fielden reports, the politics of global warming is proving even more intractable than the science.
The Copenhagen Climate Conference was supposed to be the moment the world came together to act on global warming. But as the prospects for a meaningful deal slipped away, the mood amongst climate activists locked outside turned to rancour.
Some are trying to force their way through the police lines by sheer weight of numbers.
But if the scenes outside the Bella Centre were chaotic, the atmosphere inside was rapidly descending into farce.
President Barroso, can you just tell me how the negotiations are going?
Very badly. Very slowly. Honestly, I'm very concerned.
Copenhagen allowed the politicians to fail on climate change.
The new scientist's Fred Pearce, author of Turning Up the Heat and The Climate Files.
Before that, they thought there would be huge political repercussions if they didn't get a deal in Copenhagen in 2009. Well, they went there, they didn't get a deal, they went away and there were no great repercussions, and the sky didn't fall in. So they've kind of learnt that it's okay to fail on climate change. It's not okay for the planet, but it seems to be okay for politicians.
And as for the global warming...
Yes, quick one on global warming, please.
As for the global warming...
That loss of momentum hasn't been helped by the emergence of an admittedly small number of genuine errors and exaggerations in the IPCC's last assessment report. And the very public and heated rounds that followed.
In fact, been no global warming, whatever, so far this century.
Oh, right. Tony Juniper.
Well, I can't believe...
By focusing relentlessly on uncertainties in the science, Chris Rapley, the Professor of Climate Science at University College London, argues the sceptics have been able to seize much of that political space in the public debate.
Well, you have to hand it to the climate sceptics. They've run a very effective and impressive campaign. They've been on the front foot, they've been persistent and consistent, and their messages have attacked specifics of the science, when in fact it's the big picture that matters. And they've also attacked the integrity and professionalism of the scientists. And in doing so, they've framed the political discussion in such a way that we're kind of backed into the cul-de-sac of doubt and inaction.
What we need to do now is commit ourselves to stronger and more determined action.
Whatever the rights or wrongs of the war of words over global warming, the LSE economist and president of the British Academy, Lord Stern, says it's vital we get that political process moving again.
We must stop wavering and vacillating, as some people are doing, particularly in Europe. We risk going far outside temperatures which human beings as Homo sapiens have ever seen. Those risks are immense. They could rewrite the relationship between human beings and the planet, and delay is dangerous. We have to take notice.
Lord Stern, ending Tom Fielden's report there at 7:15.
It's now 16.